Okay, just a few thank yous. Be'ezus Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This evening's learning is dedicated, first of all, le'ili nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Svi ben Harav Yosef. Tomorrow's daf is Shkalim daf Chaf Beis, the last daf in Shkalim. We're going to be making Be'ezus Hashem a Siyum tonight. I want to thank everybody for coming. First of all, thank the sponsors of the Siyum. Tzvi Langzim is sponsoring in the merit of a refuah shalema for Yaniv Bas Devora. Shavu refuah shalema. And we also want to mention that the learning should be a refuah shalema for Daniel Yagin ben Karen Aliza, a young boy in Halb who's going for a very serious blood transfusion tomorrow. He should have a refuah shalema. And also, Dr. Joe is sponsoring the Siyum. In honor of me. So I want to thank Dr. Joe very much. And again, it's really an honor of everybody here. Sacha Karstov will speak about that a little bit later. As far as the Siyum is concerned, and also a special thank you to Dr. Mutti Weitz for once again allowing us to use his beautiful room over here for the Siyum. Without further ado, let's get right into it. We are up to the Mishnah. On the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. So let's pick it up from the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to present a Machlokas Tanoim. Where exactly do we burn Kodshei Kadashim that became Tamei inside the Beis HaMikdash? And the Mishnah is going to list four opinions about this. So hold on to your hats. Here we go. Basar Kodshei Kadashim Shenitma. If you have meat from Kodshei Kadashim, let's say a Chatas or an Ola or an Asham, that's Kadashim Kalim, but Basar Kodshei Kadashim Shenitma, Bein Ba'avatuma, Bein Bevladatuma. Whether it became tummy with an avatoma, like a sheretz or a zav, so whether it became tummy with an avatoma or bein bivladatoma, it came in contact with a rishon latoma, which is also mitame adam v'kelim. However, the Gemara is going to say that generally speaking, we assume that when it became tummy bivladatoma, we're talking about a liquid conveying tuma, and that's only a tuma derabanan. That's going to be very important to know in the Gemara. So the assumption is Avatum is a Tumah Doraisa, and the Vladatum is going to be only Tumah Dorabanan, because Mashkin, we learned in Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohen, we learned that Mashkin only conveyed Tumah to an Ochel Midorabanan. So, and so a Vladatum, unless you're talking about the spit of a Zav, that would be an Avatum, but most Mashkin would be a Vladatum. So, Bein Bifnim, Bein Bachutz. Whether the Tumah happened outside the Beis HaMikdash or inside the Beis HaMikdash, either way, so what's the halacha? That's the different options. Av or Vlad and Bachutz or Bifnim. So you have four possibilities of what to do with this. Beis Shammai Omrim, all the variables. You can have Avatum Bachutz, Avatum Bifnim, Vladatum Bechutz, Vladatum Bifnim. So there's four variables about what could happen here. So Beis Shammai says, Hakol Yisarif Bifnim. Everything gets burnt inside the Beis HaMikdash except Chutz Mishenitma Ba'avatum Bechutz. Unless you have a very severe Tumah, it's an Avatumah, and it already happened outside, so why bring it in to burn it once you already have the Tumah? So a severe Tumah that happened outside, that you'd burn outside. Everything else you burn inside. Beis Hillel Omrim, the opposite. Hakol Yisar Pachutz. Well, what are you bringing stuff in for? Burn it all outside. Chutz, Mishnitma, Bevlada Tum Bifnim. Except for if it's minor league Tumah, and it happened already inside, so then you don't got to schlep it outside. It's minor league Tumah anyway, and it happened inside, so burn it inside. That's Beis Hillel. Opinion number three. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, there's a difference between Av and Vlad. Shenitma ba'ava tuma. If it's a severe form of tuma doraisa, then bein bifnim, bein b'chutz. Whether the tuma happened inside or happened outside, yisarif b'chutz. If it happened outside, leave it out. If it happened inside, get it the heck out of there. You don't want severe tumah inside the Beis HaMikdash. Get it out of there. So you burn it outside. However, shenin rabav lada tumah, if it's only minor league tumah, bein b'chutz, bein b'fnim, whether it happened outside or inside, yisarev b'fnim, it's not such a big deal to bring it inside. Why to bring it inside b'chlal? It's a good question. But apparently the more correct place to burn it would be inside. So therefore, if it's a lower level tumah, we even bring it inside. Even if it was nitma b'chutz, we, according to Rabbi Elazar at least, we bring it inside and burn it inside. Fourth opinion, Rabbi Kiva says, just leave it where it is. Rabbi Kiva Omer, makom tumaso sham srifaso. Doesn't matter Av or Vlad, doesn't matter. It all that matters is the other factor. Did it get tummy inside or outside? If it's tummy outside, burn it outside. If it's tummy inside, burn it inside. Oh, says the Gemara. Bar kapara amar. Av hatuma devar Torah and vlad hatuma midivrayim. When the Mishnah talks about av hatuma, it means a tuma that's conveyed midoraisa, namely something touches a sheretz, a dead bug, or something touches a nevela, a dead animal. Vlad hatuma is midivrayim. Now, you do have some vlad hatuma that's doraisa, but Bar Kapara is saying the Mishnah is talking about only vlad hatumas that are derabban, because clearly the Mishnah is assuming it's a lower level tuma. So what's an example of vlad hatuma bidivrayim? If liquid, like I was saying before, if liquid got tuma from an av, it only conveys tuma to a food, to a sheni. Liquid would be a rishon, it would only convey tuma midirabanan. That's the assumption of Bar Kapara. Minatora, and we paskin. Remember, we had a whole bunch of different opinions about this by Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. We had a whole bunch of different opinions. Does liquid convey tuma midiraisa? Does it convey midirabanan? But this mission is going la halacha. That liquid only conveys tumah midrabanan. So the meat touched
a kli, which had become. He says that a kli
shenitma b'mashkin, right? So Bar Kapara says avatuma is devar Torah, and vladatuma is midivrayim. A kli that was nitma b'mashkin min haTorah mashkin are not metame kelim. Only that's only din derabanan, and the basar touched the kli. That's the case according to Bar Kapara. That will only be tuma derabanan. Rabbi Yochanan amar bein zeh devar Torah. Rabbi Yochanan says no. He says, even the Vlad HaTumah in the Mishnah is only Drabbanan. Now, the Gemara is going to reject Rabbi Yochanan. So much so, the Gemara is not even going to address his issue. Some of the Achronim write, you see from this Gemara, that somebody whose opinion gets rejected, we like, that's it. You're done. We don't care about your opinion anymore once you're proven wrong. Let's see, the Gemara is going to do that. V'kashet Rabbi Yochanan al the Beis Shammai. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion doesn't make sense within Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai Omer Makol Yisarev Bifnim. Beis Shammai says everything is burnt inside Chutz Mishenitma Ba'avatuma Bachutz. So you see, there's a difference between Avatuma and Vladatuma. So wait a second. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Ma Bein Avatuma Bachutz, Ma Bein Vladatuma Bachutz. What's the difference between Avatuma Bachutz and Vladatuma Bachutz? If they're both the same thing, according to Rabbi Yochanan, they're both Daraisa. Why are we being more lenient on the Vlad HaTumah and then the Avatum? According to you, they're both Daraisa. Zev Zev, Lo Devar Torah. And the Gemara now asks the opposite Kash against Rabbi Yochanan from Beis Hillel. The same story another time. Vafiol de Beis Hillel Lo Makashya. And what do you mean? The Gemara continues and says, not only is Beis Shammai difficult according to Rabbi Yochanan, Beis Hillel is difficult also. De Beis Hillel Amar, Kol Yisarif Pachutz, Chutz Mashnim B'Vlad HaTumah B'Fnim. The only time you burn something inside as if it's a low-level tumma that contracted the tumma inside. What do you mean low-level tumma? If you tell me Rabbi Yochanan says Vlad is also Daraisa, why is Vlad lower level? I guess you could have said it's still more removed, but at the end of the day, if it's tumma Daraisa, who cares whether it's a Rishon or a Sheni? So ma bein Vlad tumma bifnim, ma bein Ava tumma bifnim. Zev zeh lo dvar Torah, they're both Daraisa. Therefore, the Gemara rejects Rabbi Yochanan. And that's it. We don't defend him. He's done. Finished. We don't deal with him anymore. Says the Gemara. Okay, so let's deal with Bar Kapara.
Let's deal with Barak HaPara. Lo havu barabanan ela al devar kapara. So that's an interesting line in the Yerushalmi. So the rabbis did not concern themselves with the opinion of Yochanan because he's rejected. So the rabbis now concern themselves with the opinion of Barak HaPara. They only decided to analyze further. They rejected of Yochanan out of hand, and they only decided to deal with Barak HaPara. Says the Gemara. Vekashid de Barak HaPara al de Beis Shammai. Let's try to understand Beis Shammai according to Barak HaPara. De Beis Shammai omer ma kol yisaref bifnim. Whether it's an avatoma chutz mishid itma ba'avatoma ba'chutz. So three out of the four cases. An avatoma that was tummy inside, or a vladatoma that was tummy inside or outside. Either of them, you're going to burn them inside. Except for an avatoma ba'chutz. It's a severe tumah and it happened outside. Why bring it inside? It's a severe tumah. So that you would leave outside. Ask the Gemara, but wait a second. According to Bar Kapara, so wait a second. If an avatum is midoraisa, ma bin avatuma bein b'chutz bein b'fnim. If an avatuma is doraisa, if that's what Bar Kapara says, that avatum is always doraisa, so how come if it's nitma b'chutz, you leave it outside, and if it's nitma b'fnim, you burn it inside? Zev is elo dvar Torah, aren't they both deraisa? So why are we distinguishing? Answers the Gemara. The obvious answer, says the Gemara, began to Rabbi Akiva Amar, Malkum Tumaso Sham Te Sri Faso. The Gemara says that according to Bar Kapara, Beis Shammai does take a little piece of Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Akiva's opinion was wherever the thing became Tameh, just leave it there. So Bar Kapara doesn't take Rabbi Akiva all the way. Beis Shammai doesn't take Rabbi Akiva all the way. Beis Shammai says that if it was, but Beis Shammai does take Rabbi Akiva in one case. Beis Shammai says if it's nitma ba'avatuma b'chutz, so leave it outside. If it's an avatuma bifnim, so then you can burn it inside. That point of Rabbi Akiva, Beis Shammai takes. Even though he doesn't take Rabbi Akiva all the way, because sometimes he'll say, right, sometimes Beis Shammai will say, bring it inside, right? If it's a Vlad Atoma outside, he's going to say, bring it inside. Rabbi Akiva said, leave it outside. So he doesn't take Rabbi Akiva all the way, but he takes some aspect of Rabbi Akiva. So that's why he distinguishes by an Avatoma, he distinguishes between whether or not it was Mitame outside, in which case, keep it outside, as opposed to if it was Mitame inside, that you would bring it outside. So that's, and the Gemara asked the same question in the opposite way on Beis Hillel. Vafil the Beis Hillel, lo makashya, same thing. The Beis Hillel, ma kol yisaref b'chutz, Beis Hillel says everything outside, chutz mishnim and bevladatum mifnim, except if you have minor league tumah inside. But wait a second, if you tell me, so ma bein vladatumah, bein mifnim le bein b'chutz, zev is that lo midivremu, why are you distinguishing that a vladatumah that's inside, you're letting it stay inside, but a vladatumah that becomes tameh outside, you are leaving it outside. Why are you distinguishing? If they're both vladatumah, either burn both of them inside, burn both of them outside. The Gemara gives the obvious answer. No, Beis Hillel also takes a little bit of Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, I'm sorry. This is different. Again. And so you also don't ask Kashmir why. The Beis Hillel, I'm not calling you, sir. Beis Hillel says everything outside, except for Vladatoma inside. Except for Vladatoma inside. So Avatoma outside, you leave outside. Vladatoma outside, you leave outside. Avatoma inside, you bring outside. But Vladatoma inside is the only thing you leave inside, according to Beis Hillel. So what's the difference? How come Vladatoma that's inside, you leave inside, but Vladatoma that's outside, you burn it outside? Why don't you bring it in? So it's the same thing. It's both Drabbanan. So what's the problem? You tell me Tuma Drabbanan is okay to bring inside. So why don't you bring in the Vlada Tuma that was Tameh outside? Why don't you bring it inside? Ma bein Vlada Tuma bein mifnim bein b'chutz halo zev zev lo midivremu. Answers the Gemara are different. Begain, he holds like the Rabbi Shimon. He holds like Rabbi Shimon. Omar ma'achala u'mashko shel mitzora mishtalchen chutz l'sholosh machanos. That we learned that the machal food that was nitma ayudeya mitzora. So just like the mitzora himself has to go chutz l'sholosh machanos, mitzora is different than every other tuma. Mitzora, so too the food of the mitzora has to go outside. So too, you see that food that becomes tumah, we try to be strict on it and leave it outside. And therefore, Beis Hillel also holds the food that becomes tumah with the vlada tumah, we don't want to bring it inside, leave it outside, similar to what we saw by the food of a metzora, that we keep it outside. So too, this food, Beis Hillel says, even though it's only a tumah derabbanan, we want to leave that food outside. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. The limbs of the carbon tamid, they used to prepare the limbs for burning them, and they would place them on the ramp. Right, the ramp was on the south side of the mizbeach, and so there was an east side of the ramp and a west side of the ramp. The ramp went north south. It was on the south side of mizbeach. It would go north south, and there was a lower half. There's an east side and a west side, and then there was the middle that was open. So they used to prepare the limbs to be burnt on the Mizbech. Then they would go say Kriyashma. They would go Davin. Right? The Mishnah, the Gemara in Brachos says they would cover Kriyashma. They would say Aseres Adibros. They would do all these other things. And then they would come back and do the Avod. So Evari Atab and Nitan Michatzi Kevesh Ulamata, the lower half of the ramp, Bimarav. So the carbon tabma was on the west side. Within the bottom, the bottom 16 Amos, but the 8 amos on the west, shall musafin, but the Muslim Shabbos and Yantav nitanin mechatzi kevesh ulamata b'mizrach. On the east side of the ramp, shall rashi chadashim, however, the limbs of Rosh Chodesh were not on the lower part of the ramp, nitanim al karkov ha-mizbeach lamal, that got taken up all the way to the top of the mizbeach, and it was on the karkov. What was the karkov? We'll see. A little bit of a dispute. It was either the area between the horns of the Mizbeach or the walkway where the Kohanim would walk, which was not the actual Amah of the horns, but one more Amah inside it. Why did the limbs of Rosh Chodesh get placed on top? Because they wanted to tell the people that it was Rosh Chodesh. So if you ever saw limbs on top of the Mizbeach, you knew today's Rosh Chodesh. We're going to see they did a whole bunch of things to tell people that it was Rosh Chodesh. They should remember it's Rosh Chodesh. In the Beis HaMikdash, a lot of people didn't know. They didn't know whether or not it was sanctified as Rosh Chodesh. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Hashkolim v'habikurim eina nohagin ela b'fnei abayis. Machzis hashekel and bikurim first fruits are only observed b'zman Beis HaMikdash. Nowadays, there is no machzis hashekel. I was thinking, it seems like, you know, before Purim, we do Zeichel and Machzis HaShekel. People, that's why it's very important to say, we're going to see, the Gemara is going to paskin, the very last line is going to say that if you would go ahead and designate Machzis HaShekel nowadays, you're in trouble. It's bad news. You can't actually designate Machzis HaShekel nowadays. So that's why we say Zeichel and Machzis HaShekel. It's important to say that it's just a Zeichel, that you're not actually giving the Machzis HaShekel. We'll see. So Hashkolah become Einan Hagen El B'fnei Abayis. Only Bizman Beis HaMikdash stands to reason. Machzis HaShekel is for the Karbanos. We don't have Karbanos nowadays. So what do you need it for? And Bikurim needs the Mizbeach. Avol Meiser Dagon. However, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani, or Meiser Behema U'Bechoros. No Hagen B'fnei Abayis, B'mishlo B'fnei Abayis. Bechor applies nowadays as well. People who own farms and they have animals that have firstborn, have a major problem what to do with the Bechor. What do people nowadays generally do? They go into partnership with a guy. That's what they do to get out of the Bechor problem. Because Bechor, every other carbon you can get out of because you have to designate it. But a Bechor, you don't designate it. The Ribbono Shel Olam designates it. As soon as it's born, it's a Bechor. It applies nowadays. So how do you get out of it? So what you get out of it is you have to, when you see your animal about to have its firstborn, you got to go into partnership with a guy, kind of like selling the chametz, but it's a similar kind of a principle where you.
No, it's a
shtar. Yeah, 100%. It's more legit. That's right. It's much more legit than mechiras chametz. Agreed. Maskim. It's actually real. It's real. Yeah. Yeah.
He takes the blood.
Yeah. So once you're in partnership with a guy, so you're not chayiv in bechor anymore. Hamakdish shkalim ubikurim. What about if you would do it bezman hazeh? Hareze kodesh. Even though it doesn't apply nowadays, but if you're an idiot and you do it, so it's kodesh, and now you're really getting gahak the tzaris, what to do with that money. We'll see in the Gemara. Rav Shimon Omer, ha'omer bikurim kodesh, einon kodesh.
Rabbi Shimon says, if you say become a kodesh, he says it doesn't become a kodesh. Now, what does he say about shkolim? Sounds like by shkolim he would agree it would become a kodesh. We'll see. The Gemara is going to talk about that. Says the Gemara, Ezeu karko v'mizbeach. What is the karko? What is the karko? Ama bein karen lekaren mokum hilach ragle kohanim. It's the ama in between the karen. That's the place that the kohanim would walk. The simple pshat is that these are one and the same thing. But in the Bavli, in Zvachim, the Gemara explains that this is really not one and the same thing, because how could the Kohanim walk in the place where the horns are? They're going to trip over the horns. They can't walk there if it's just an Amma. So what it really means is, according to the Bavli at least, that there was one Amma around the Mizbeach of where the horns were. Then there was another Amma inside that, which was the Makom Ragle Hilch HaKohanim. And this is where they used to place the limbs of the carbon musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Says the Gemara, when Rosh Chodesh would fall on Shabbos, musafei Shabbos, musafei Rosh Chodesh, mi kodem, which limbs would you be makir first in the Mizbeach? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmi Savar Meimar, musafei Shabbos, musafei Rosh Chodesh, musafei Rosh Chodesh kodem. Wow. Rabbi Yirmiya thought that the Musafei Rosh Chodesh should come first. Why? Where did he get that idea? Chele de Rabbi Yirmiya min Hadah. His proof comes from the following, a brisa. Shiro shel Shabbos v'shiro shel Rosh Chodesh, shiro shel Rosh Chodesh kodem. Wow. The shir that the Levim sang together with the Musaf of Shabbos and the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, they would sing the song of Shabbos, they would sing the song of Rosh Chodesh first to give Rosh Chodesh prominence, as we're going to see, so that the people should know that it's Rosh Chodesh. So Rabbi Yirmiya thought, if you're singing the song of Rosh Chodesh first, it would stand to reason that you're being makir of the carbon musaf of Rosh Chodesh first. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosa. Rabbi Yosa disagrees. Shani hi taman, no. That's different. Amar Rabbi Chibishim Rabbi Yochanan, Kedei lefar simo ulodiya shu Rosh Chodesh. They would sing the Rosh Chodesh song first to publicize that people should know. Everybody knew it was Shabbos, but they would sing the Rosh Chodesh song first to publicize. Everybody should know that it was Rosh Chodesh. But they actually would be makriv the Musaf of Shabbos first. Ketan ha'osa, shochet Musafei Shabbos v'omer alein shirosh Rosh Chodesh. They would shecht the carbon Musaf of Shabbos first, and then they would say on it the Shir Rosh Chodesh. Baram Hacha, Musafei Shabbos, Musafei Rosh Chodesh. However, if you had a choice of which Musaf to bring first, Musafei Shabbos Kodman, you have to be Makir of the Kodman Musaf of Shabbos first, as you would have thought, Hashem, Kal HaTadir Mechavero, Kodim Es Chavero, Tadir V'Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodim. So whichever is more frequent, Shabbos comes along a lot more than Rosh Chodesh, so therefore you're going to be Makir of the Kodman of Shabbos before the Kodman of Rosh Chodesh. Continues the Gemara. Shkolim will be Kurim. If you did it, it's Kodesh. Rabbi Shimon says, Bikurim, no. What about Shkolim? Hot Shkolim Kachu. Sounds like Rabbi Shimon agrees. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, he disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda said, name Rabbi Shimon, Bein Eil lo Kachu. No. Rabbi Shimon meant both of them are not Kodesh. So it's a machlokus. What did Rabbi Shimon really hold about the Shkolim or not? The Gemara is going to continue about this. Now, Bisman Beis HaMikdash, a ger. Now, what does a ger need in order to become a ger? So Bisman Beis HaMikdash, a ger has to do four things to become a ger, because we learn it out from Mam at Har Sinai. Just like at Har Sinai, a ger has to get a bris milah, go to the mikvah. If he's a man, he has to get a bris milah, go to the mikvah. He has to bring a karban, Geirus, and he needs to be sprinkled with the blood of the karban. Now, nowadays, we have no Beis HaMikdash. He can't bring the karban. So what do? So the halacha is that a ger nowadays can become a ger even without the karban. But Rabbi Yochanan teaches the halacha, let's see, says the Gemara, even though he doesn't have to bring it, Tani, ger bezman hazeh, we learned in the Braisa, ger bezman hazeh, tzarech lahavi kino revius kesef. He has to be mafresh a quarter of a dinar. Some say it's a half a dinar. Some say a quarter of a dinar. A quarter of a dinar for the birds, for his karbanos, so that when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, he'll be able to use that money and bring his karbanos. Wow.
Amar Rabbi Shimon, Bitla Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mevatel this din, b'pnei ha-takala, because it's going to be too hard for you to keep this holy money around your house for all those years till the Beis Hamikdash was rebuilt. You're not allowed to use them. You're not allowed to touch them. You're going to get confused. You're going to end up using that money for to pay for parking on Central Avenue. And then you're going to violate Me'ilah. It's going to be a problem. Mipnei ha-takala, says the Gemara. Where else have we seen Mahu mipnei ha-takala? Where do we see such an idea? Kahada detani ein makdishin. Now, nowadays, you're not allowed to say, I'm not allowed to say to this phone, you're not allowed to say it. I don't really mean it, but Hareza Hektish. You're not allowed to say such a thing like that. Ein makdishin. You're not allowed to make something hektish. Veloma arichin. You're not allowed to donate your value. Erichin, arachin. You're not allowed to dedicate your value to the Beis Hamikdash. Below Macharimin, you can't be Machrim something. Some say if you say Hareze Cherim, it goes to the Kohanim. Some say it goes to Bedek Abayis. Below Magbiyin Shumus and Maestris, Bizman Azeh. And you do not Mafresh. What do you mean? We do Mafresh Shumus and Maestris, Bizman Azeh. Yeah, so we'll see what this means. Hold on 1 second. Below Magbiyin Shumus and Maestris, Bizman Azeh. If you did it, haksus, the garment that you dedicated to Beis Hamikdash, tisareif, habehema teyaker, habehema teyaker, the animal, you have to kill it, let it die, because you don't want it to become ketsa. What do you do to it? Noel b'fanei hadelos, you lock the animal inside a door, don't let it get food. He mesa meleh, dies of starvation. Don't tell the animal rights people this, but v'hamos yelchu liyam ha-melech. And if you dedicated money, you have to chuck the money into the yam ha-melech, because don't leave it around, because we're afraid that it will somebody's going to use it.
Not worried about charbon.
It's a carbon. It's carbon. You know, that's what I said. It's a carbon. It's a carbon, so which can't be brought. So you gotta let it die. You have to let it die. That Meister line, maybe this price holds that Shumas and Meister Bismanazez the Rabbanon. I don't know. That's a machlokus, whether or not Shumas and Meister Bismanazez the Rabbanon. Anybody talk about this? What does he say?
Deleted by the
grow. Yeah, it makes sense to be deleted by the grow. Doesn't it, right? Oh, he deletes it. He deletes it. Okay, good. Makes sense. I understand. Baruch Shekivanti. Yeah. You delete it. 40. These words are deleted by the Gruh. Yeah, because we do. We are Mafresh Chumas and Maiser nowadays. Yeah, maybe it means Maiser Behema. We don't do it. Maybe it means Maiser Behema. That's Maiser Behema. We don't, yeah?
Then we're here. The Eerie says it's buckled today.
Yeah. Sure. Say what? The Meiri holds there are no Chumas and Maisers today.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So maybe it means only me the Rabbana. Okay. Let's continue. Now, what happens if you went ahead and violated and did this? Oh, says the Gemara. Avar. Let's say you violated the din of not making Hekdish. Now, the Hekdish. Ma, min ma, to Amar Rabbi Shimon. So we saw Rabbi Shimon before said about the dinar of a ger. Bitla Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Takala, Hada Amra, Avar Behigdish Kachu. From the fact that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was worried about a Takala happening, and therefore he was negated the din that a ger should be mafresh money for his carbon, that sounds like if a ger really would be mafresh, it would be holy. It would be holy. So it sounds like the same thing over here, by Hekdish and by Cherim, all this stuff, sounds like it would really be... It would really be holy. Oh, so it's really chal. So based on this, the Gemara has a contradiction to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda, Antodarya, Bai Kumi Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda, Antodarya, asked in front of Rabbi Yossi, Hacha, At Amar, here you say that if you were Magdish Kidshu, as we just explained, that by the Ger, And by the Hektish, you say Hareza Hektish, or Erchin, or Charamin, we say it works, b'diavad, if you did it. V'hacha, yet in the Braisa, we said, At Omar, didn't Rabbi Shimon say by Shkolim,
we said that according to Rabbi Shimon Bar, one of the versions of Rabbi Shimon said, the Rabbi Shimon said, by Shkolim, if you went ahead and mamakdish the Shkolim, lo kitchu. So the Shkolim doesn't work. How come when you make something hektish, it works nowadays? Hektish doesn't apply nowadays. How come you make it works? But by Shkolim, Rabbi Shimon said, if you went ahead and you mamakdish the Shkolim, it's lo kitchu. Says the Gemara, there's a difference. Amar le, you can't compare Shkolim to other hektish. Taman, when it comes to Shkolim, lakach ein mekachin lechatchila. Why can't you be makdish shkolim lechatchila nowadays? Lefisha mitzvah lahakriv mitruma chadasha. Because once the first of Nisan comes, your shkolim are meaningless anyway. You can't use them once the first of Nisan comes. It's last year's money. You can't use it for a shekel anyway. So, v'heach havyulei yishana. So, whatever shkolim your mafresh are going to be old. And therefore, they said, the Chachamim said, even if you go ahead and violate the din, since your shkolim are going to be useless anyway, so the rabbis negated it. But v'hacha mayis lechlemeim abu. But what are you going to say by hektish? Hayishanahi, there is no such din by hektish. Hektish, whenever you makdish it, it always remains hektish. L'gabe hektishas acherim. What are you going to say? Hay hektishi, it's old, l'gabe hektishas acherim, who cares? V'kino shel ger, eino tzarech chadasha. V'mhiktish kadosh, right? You don't have to have a new carbon of the ger. If I make the money now, I set aside the money now, even if it's the base of image is built in 20 years from now, I can still use that money. So if I went ahead and it was makdish b'di'evit, it does work if you do it b'di'evit. Ask the Gemara, why don't we say the same thing for shkolim? Says the Gemara, v'yanichena ad she'ibada beis hamikdash. Why don't we leave the shkolim from when the Beis HaMikdash is built? Because when presumably, you know, the chances of the Beis HaMikdash being built on the first of Nisan is very far-fetched. So whenever it's built, if as long as it's not the first of Nisan, they're not going to do a new collection. That's the assumption of the Kash according to some. Answer the Gemara, no. Shema Yibana Bayis Kivari Shona. What a Dafiomi coincidence. Vahi Bayom HaShmini. When was the first Beis HaMikdash, the first Mishkan, when was it instituted? Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is the day of the new Shkolim. So the Gemara says, we assume that it's likely that the third Beis HaMikdash is going to open for business on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's what it says. Shema Yibana Bayis Kivar Yishona. Maybe it'll be in the month of Nisan. V'titram Trumas Alishka Menachadasha Bizmana Bechad B'Nisan. And they're going to raise the new Shkolim. So therefore, the Shkolim that you set aside are already going to be old and outdated. B'Nisan. V'hacha mai islach. But as far as other hektish, like, you know, making the carbon of the ger, or taking my watch and saying I raise a hektish, you have no such halacha like that. And the Gemara concludes, Rav Hamnuna v'Rav Ada bar Ava b'shem Rav halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. Rav Hamnuna and Rav Ada bar Ava say in the name of Rav, this going back, that the halacha k'Rabbi Shimon who said that Rabbi Yochanan was mevatel the din of Hafrashos Mos of Ger Mipnei HaTakala, we do file that halacha that we're mafresh them Mipnei HaTakala. So Hajin Alach Perakal Arokin V'Slikala Mesech Shkolim. I want to just offer some brief words here while we're together, since you don't have to speak twice. We'll just offer it now. Then everyone's welcome to take some food. We'll say the Hajin. Well, before we take the food, we'll say the Hajin together. Just one or two words of thanks and chizuk. This is B'li Ayin Hara, Brachos, Shabbos, B'li Ayin Hara, Ervin, Psachim. Okay, the fifth Masechta that many of us, some of us have joined along the way, the fifth Masechta. How many Masechtas there in Shas? 22? How many are there? More than that? I don't know. More than that? More than 22. Okay, AJ, how many? You don't know. Anyway, five Masechtas down. Baruch Hashem, so I really feel so blessed to be part of this special group. I hope everybody keeps coming. Just want to call your attention to two beautiful Gemaras that I think are so relevant to this Siyam and to this moment right now. Two beautiful Gemaras from Maseches Shkolim, and Kirshner for sure knows which Gemaras I'm going to be talking about. There's one Gemara on Daf Ches and one Gemara on Daf Tes. I happen to be reviewing them today. Today I spent the entire day reviewing much of Maseches Shkolim. I'm hoping to give a shiur tomorrow night to review the whole Masech for those interested.
There's a beautiful Gemara in Daf Ches. If you have it open, you can take a look at it on Chesam and Beis, or you could just listen. The Gemara tells a story that there was a matronisa. The Gemara tells a story that there was a matron, a woman who saw one of the rabbis, and it looked like he was drunk. His face was red. Here it is. Hada matronisa. Towards the bottom of Chesam and Beis. First word in line is Chada. Chada. Says the Gemara over there. Chada, I want to just elaborate on it a drop. Chada matronisa. Chamite chada matronisa ape nahorin. A certain nobleman once saw the Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, his face was like shining. Amr, she said to him, Saba, Saba, chada me'anit tlas mil nisbach. Old man, must be one of these three things that happened to you. O deshasi chamrat, either you're drunk, O demalvi beribisat, or you lent with interest because you just made a lot of money, so you're so excited. O demenadal chazireat, or you are a pig breeder, and therefore you get a lot of profit even for doing very little work. It says in the Rishonim. So he says back there. What are you talking? How could you accuse me of that? How dare you accuse me of that? I'm none of these three things. First of all, the Gemara said before that he definitely wasn't drunk because he was a guy that after Dalet Kosos, he took him till Sukkos to recover. One opinion, till Shavuos, till Sukkos. So clearly he wasn't drunk. He wasn't happy about that. Ela opani shchiachli. Oh. My Torah learning is shchiachli. Now, the Mefarshim, what does this mean? Opani shchiachli. So the Mefarshim say, what does this mean? The Karbana Eda, right on the page over here, has two explanations. One explanation is that he's able to recall. He's able to recall all his learning. Wow, can you imagine if we learned Daf Yomi, we're able to recall all of his learning? He's able to recall all of his learning. He's able to remember it, like the Zichru guys. Others say, opani shchiachli means that because I'm always learning, I always get a new idea. I always have a chiddush. I'm always able to learn something new and to say something new. So I'm so excited because I always have a new thing to learn. So first of all, that's very relevant to people learning Daf Yomi. Mamish every day is a new chiddush. Every day is a chiddush. Every day is a new daf, a new sugya, new unbelievable. So open a chiddush. So that gives a person simcha. But I was thinking maybe of a different pshat. Open a shchiachli. You know why I'm so besimcha? Because my learning is frequent. I'm learning all the time. Open a shchiachli. It's shchiach. It's very, very frequent. A guy who's learning all the time, he's always happy. He's always connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasuk says, Pikudei Hashem yishar misamchei lev. That Torah brings a person simcha. It brings a connection to Hashem. It brings him joy. It brings him meaning in life. I remember one time listening to Reb Nosson Tzvi Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, talk to the NC Swai Kol guys about this pasuk. Pikudei Hashem yishar misamchei lev. And Reb Nosson Tzvi, I have it actually on a video. That he talked about how Torah brings you simcha. And when you're besimcha, you want to learn even more. So it's a cycle that keeps on going. You learn your besimcha, learning brings you simcha, and when you're besimcha, you want to learn even more. Pekudei Hashem Yishar Misamchei Lev. Why does the Torah bring a person simcha? Because when a person studies Torah, he's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because when you learn about Hashem's Torah, that brings you close to Hashem. That makes you feel complete. It makes you feel like you accomplished something. Every daf, every mesechta, Baruch Hashem, to make a siyum, we feel so great. And one last little piece from Daf Tes. And this I didn't share with you when we learned it inside. I just saw it today. Beautiful idea. The very end of the third parak. The very end of the third parak. Daf Tes, listen to this. Last line. The Gemara says like this. Tana b'shem Rabbi Meir. Call me, any person, shekavua be'eretz Yisrael, umedaber b'lashon HaKodesh, a person who lives in Israel and speaks Hebrew, va'ochel peirosim b'tahara, and he eats his food, al taras HaKodesh, even his chulun he eats b'tahara, v'kori kriyash ma b'boker v'erev, and he says Shema morning and night, yehei mevusar sheben olam haba. He knows he's a ben olam haba. What a bizarre four things to choose.
bizarre four things. You live in Eretz Yisrael. You eat. You speak Hebrew. You eat your chulin b'tahara, and you say Kriya Shema morning and night. What's the connection of these four things? So when the Taklin Chadatin, that's the commentary of Rav Moshe Mishklov, a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, we say goodbye to Rabbi Shklov from Shkolim. So he says that these four things are connected. First, the guf of a person, you sanctify your guf. That's living in Eretz Yisrael. Living in Eretz Yisrael is sanctifying your guf. It's the dirt of Eretz Yisrael sanctifies you. The guf symbolizes that which is physical. Our body came from the dirt. And when your body dwells in Eretz Yisrael, so your body is surrounded by Kedusha. Then he says the next three are connected. Ruach, Nefesh, and Neshama. What's Ruach? Ruach means the ability to speak. So speaking Hebrew, that takes care of your speech. And Nefesh, that's your taivas and desires. So that's eating al taras HaKodesh. When you eat for Kedusha, that sanctifies your taivas, your desires, because you're eating for a holy reason. And your neshama, that's your intellect, that's your chachma, that's your learning of Torah. So saying Kriya Shema Shacharis Arvis is the minimum amount of Torah study, because the Torah sanctifies the intellect. So I was thinking, we're getting together to have a meal here, a meal of Asiyam, a meal of Kedusha, a meal to elevate our... So we have all these things together over here. We have the body, we're all in a base medrash here. We're in a base medrash, which is like being in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says being in a base medrash where people come together to learn Torah. This is already the second time we're learning it. It already has a din of a base medrash. So we're learning together in a base medrash, and we're speaking. Our speech is in Hebrew. We're speaking the holy words of Torah. We're learning Kriyas Mashachas V'Arvis, and we're eating Al Taras HaKodesh. We're eating. We have all four of these brachos, so we're all guaranteed that we're going to be going to Olam Haba. So I just want to give everybody again a tremendous Yashar Koach for joining this group, which to me is like gives me personally such an amazing chias, and it spurs me on. As Rabbi Willig pointed out, you know, one of the things that I was most scared about in taking this on was, am I really going to have the time to prepare? I will share with you that when I started to learn Daf Yomi, so that was a year and a half before I started giving the shiur, my Rabbi Willig said to me, it's usher for you to learn Daf Yomi. That's Rabbi Willig said to me. Rabbi Mordechai Willig, he said, it's usher for you to learn Daf Yomi. What do you mean it's usher for me to learn Daf Yomi? So he says, because he knows how busy I am, I have to run a yeshiva, it's very busy, and he's worried, I'm going to take upon myself the commitment to learn Daf Yomi, it's going to kill me. It's going to kill me, kill my family. He knows, as it is, you know, there's only a certain amount of hours in the day and sleep and everything. But what Rabbi Willig didn't count on was the pandemic. Like the pandemic, like all of a sudden, no going to Simchas anymore. Well, home the whole time. I mean, how much could I, you still run the yeshiva at home, but it's not the same level of, whatever, we'll see now that we're getting up. But now that I already developed a routine, now we got it going. So, Bez Hashem, we should all have the chizuk and the strength to finish us together, not just one time. Rabbi Kalman Fogel, from Hank, was at my house for Shalosh Shittos. He told me that he's on his second and a half. He's already finished 2.5 times. So many people in the neighborhood have finished various times. There's people here. Dubsy, how much time is it you on, Doug? Just your first, okay. Yeah. Just the first. Some people are on, Heshiel, your second, okay. Some people are on the second time ready, the elder, older people. Anybody else more than one? Everyone else on the first one? Wow. We're sailing through it together. Hashem should give us all the strength and the good health and the time and the energy. You have the time. We all have the time. You want something done, give it to a busy person, right? You guys are done. Thank you, Dr. Weitz. Thank you for letting us have your... the room again. Thank you so much, Dr. Weitz. We appreciate it. And we should all be zocher to finish us together. We'll now say the Hadron. Those of you who want to join me, please feel free to join me. We'll say the Hadron together. And then please take food. We got food. There's enough food for everybody. Please take food. So please join me. We can say the Hadron together. Get it over here. Here we go. Okay. Hajar Allah Masakh Shkalim, Hajar Khalan, Daitan Allah Masakh Shkalim, Daitan Khalan, this is Shimina Masakh Shkalim, Tishna Mino, Labam Dame, Labam Dossi. Hajar Allah Masakh Shkalim, Hajar Khalan, Daitan Allah Masakh Shkalim, Daitan Khalan, Lonisna Masakh Shkalim, Tishna Mino, Labam Dame, Labam Dossi. Hajar Allah Masakh Shkalim, Hajar Khalan,
Kulani Yode Shmech of Lomde Sosakal Shmomer, but Hakmini Sosaki, Lomi Bi, Hili, Yili Bissamim Kukakalaman, Lavos Longo, Ishakmi Deki, Lomki Sani, Rakatana, Lamdin Kukakamina, Mina Main Celebrate. Modimanak Fanakan Alhendler of Sinisha, Sam the Hakim Yoshi Bissam Madrish, Velo Sam the Hakim Yoshi Kronos, Shanamashkim, Hemashkim, Automashkim, Divy Toro, Emashkim, Dram Tail, Manamim Hemrium, Adamim Kams Kabi, Mim Kams, I know Rotsam Him Rotsam, Other Rotsam Kaya Lava. In Russell the Shah Shema Batalim Tordim Lever Shakas Anchi Domin Wumi Logs and May I mean of Tabach. Yet some Fanachan Al Haish Kshem which has done Simon Sekhashkon, Kane Tazrain Laskam Sekhus from Achim will Simon, Wilma Lamadish from Lassus Lakam is called Base on Tesaka Biaba. Uzakhus Kalatanoim Amarim Sabi Chacharim, Yama Lilu Zari, especially those that we mentioned in Sekhashkon, like it says in Sekhashkon that when you mention the words of a Torah scholar, his lips move in the kever, right?
Shkoyach, shkoyach, mazel tov.